This is KUT. For some people, Hurricane Harvey destroyed a life's worth of memories. For others, it was their dreams the storm interrupted. That was the case for one young couple who had just gotten engaged and bought a house on the Gulf Coast when the hurricane struck. KUT's Mose Bushell met with them recently at one of Austin's evacuation centers, and they shared this story.
Hi, my name is Tessa Rutherford.
I'm Brandon Olivares. Came from Rockport.
Yeah, we had just moved out there 2 weeks ago.
They had moved from Bastrop and bought a fixer-upper.
And then that happened.
Of course, she means Harvey.
We heard about the hurricane last minute on Thursday, and we left on Thursday night.
And we came to Austin and stayed with his family.
Waited for the storm, waited it out, went back Sunday to see our house.
And it was crazy. Power lines were down. You had to be really careful so you wouldn't drive into a power line. Dead cattle in the road.
It was a sight to see, man. All the houses, buildings that were made out of stone, rock, all flattened like pancakes.
Including theirs.
Our house, we had two houses. One house that was a fixer-upper, and then we had a mobile home on the side while we were fixing that one up, and both of them were destroyed.
Everything was completely flattened.
But amazingly, something lived through it.
We were around the house and I heard a puppy crying, and I went out to the backyard and he was just cowering under a tree because he was scared. So we rescued him and brought him with us.
Do you think I could go see him?
Yeah.
Do you mind? That'd be great.
We just got him vaccinated and chipped.
They led me to the place in the shelter where animals are housed, and there he was in his crate, a brown and black puppy. He looked a lot like a little German shepherd, still a bit freaked out from his ordeal.
He went. Got to take his cage out.
And for a second, it seemed like all the other stuff was forgotten.
Hey, baby. Come here.
I bet you can guess what they called him.
So what's his name again?
Harvey. We named him after the hurricane since we rescued him.
So what comes next? Tessa and Brandon plan on heading back to Rockport soon, starting work on their house and volunteering to help others.
It's hard being this young too as well and starting over, but we just got to keep our heads up, take step by step.
And they'll be bringing Harvey back with them.
I mean, at least we got something good out of it because we've been wanting a puppy for a while.
Mose Bushell, KUT News. Thank you.